Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of everything related to Amazon FBA, product level, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring another special guest. His name is Pete Sams. And he's actually brand evangelist and sales specialist at Velocity Sellers, which is one of the agencies out there that specializes on making sure they scale your brand on Amazon. That means full account management, which we know a lot of sellers struggle with. And Pete and their team and their amazing expertise in the field, they make sure that is done right. That's why I wanted to bring Pete today to the episode, because they have a lot of insights about what is going on in the Amazon space. We're going to be talking about, you know, Prime Day coming up, things that are happening in the Walmart side of things, which at the same time is something that Amazon sellers more and more are getting some interest and are certainly also jumping there. And we're just going to have, you know, this conversation to give you as much gold nuggets, as they call it, so you can have a successful journey into your selling. So, Pete, pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing, my friend?
Vincenzo, great to see you as well. It's great to be on the podcast today. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I just actually went on yours, so this is payback.
Yes, I am. I had to make an appearance. I was happy to make an appearance, but for karma's sake, yes, I could not. I could not avoid. But I'm really, really glad to be here to talk more about just Amazon, Walmart stuff. I really just have a nice conversation and maybe throw a little jokes in there to get your audience laughing.
Yeah, of course.
I've been told I am a class clown by many teachers.
Yeah.
Whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. That,
if you want to have a laugh, make sure you go to the episode just with Peter. I'm going to make sure I leave the link in the description. And let me know what you think about the thumbnail. Yeah.
Yes. The thumbnail is a product of our amazing design team, and you're gonna love it, audience. I know as soon as you see it, and if you know Vincenzo very well, you're gonna get a good kick out of it.
Awesome, Peter. So let's talk a little bit, you know, about you guys and yourself. Like, tell us a little bit about the backstory and how you guys entered in the space and now helping so many sellers, you know.
Yeah. So Velocity Sellers, like you mentioned, Vincenzo, is a full-scale Amazon agency. We do everything from A to Z. Like Amazon, their logo is A to Z.
I got it.
my one friend Steph, she'll say soup to nuts, which apparently is a phrase meaning the same thing, just all encompassing. We do everything on Amazon. Anything you need done, we can handle. We started this agency. I say we, as I was a part of it. We started Jake and Nathan, our two founders, our CEO, our father and son duo, started this company back in 2017 or 2016, depends on who you ask. We're actually going to make an episode about our founding in a little bit, but so stay tuned for that. But they founded the agency eight or so years ago, and they wanted to just really take over the space and evolve into something that they didn't see a whole lot of in the agency world, which was this kind of this full management. This, we do every single thing. We'll scale you not only on Amazon, but we want to grow your brand off of Amazon as well. So we do social media marketing, email outreach. There's a lot that we can handle in our agency to help you not only just, again, grow your business on Amazon, but really expand to other markets as well. So we also handle Walmart, and we do expansion into other countries. There's a lot that Velocity can handle and has under their portfolio. So since then, it's just grown to we've got about 65, 70 clients right now. We've managed over $1.5 billion of revenue on Amazon. And we are just continuing to scale, continuing to grow. We've got a bright future on the horizon, and I don't even need to knock on wood. I was about to, but I don't need to because I believe in our company.
Good job.
Yes.
And, I think that's great. You know, just to make a quick pause there, I feel what you just mentioned is so true, in the sense that I feel so many Amazon sellers come to me, and that's why we actually at Ecomsy specialize in doing full account management as well, because people nowadays want a one-stop solution. They don't want to have a designer in one way, a PPC in another way, a copywriter. So having, you know, expertise, everything under the same roof, I think is game changer. Mm-hmm. Also, because I'm sure you're going to agree with this, all these things are interconnected. And if you work with different teams that have different ways of approaching basically strategies when it comes to Amazon, then the strategies are not connected, and therefore the end result is not the optimal one for your selling, right? So that's why having everything under the same roof adds so much value to sellers.
No, I completely agree. It's nice to be able to go to your local gas station, or if you're from the Northeast, a Wawa, which isn't really a gas station, it's more than a gas station. But it's nice to go there and say, okay, I'm going to get gas. I'm going to get my lunch. I'm going to get a little snack for the road. It's all a drink. It's all right there. It's all right there, all in one. It's great. One-stop shops these days are becoming more and more almost necessary. Not to denounce my good friend Elizabeth over at Jungler, who does PPC, because she's really good at what she does. So if you really just need PPC, then you know that's a good spot to check out. But for some of these little guys or even these medium-sized people that, you know, don't have a team to manage Amazon in-house, hiring an agency that you would pay probably the price of, if I really had to guess, one person in today's
now you have five people for the price of one, and people that you don't have to train, they know what to do.
You got a whole team. They know their niche, they're experts, they understand the rules and regulations, they understand what's going to work. They know how to Amazonify your business and really take it to the next level. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Now, bringing to the table, like we see, there are so many events pretty much around the corner that are going to be very impactful for Amazon. So, we can start with Prime, right? Prime Day is usually, you know, that day that all Amazon sort of thing they're going to become billionaires the day they're going to make the most sales, the most important thing that can ever happen to their business. But there is a lot of mixed feelings, let's be honest. Like some people have stopped trusting in terms of actually Prime Day adds any incremental growth to their business or not. Some people say that they only lose money. Some people say it's the best day of their selling journey. Like, tell us a little bit of what have you been seeing with all your brands as well. I'm curious to hear your take on this.
So right off the bat, I want to say that Prime Day should not be the event that saves your business. Prime Day is not something that you should say, oh my God, we're having a horrible year, but Prime Day will save us. No, absolutely not. Your year should be building up to Prime Day and Black Friday and Christmas, sure. But it doesn't mean the rest of the year is not important. So if you're struggling with inventory levels, if you're struggling with getting sales, with bad reviews, Prime Day is not going to be this magical, you know, waving a wand, poof.
It's going to make it worse, actually, if you're not prepared.
It's going to make it horribly worse. You're going to run out of inventory. You're going to lose ranking on keywords. Amazon's going to charge you this low inventory fee now. It just came out not too long ago. If you're struggling to... your cost per click is going to go skyrocketing. I mean, it's a great thing if you're in a good spot. But if you're not in a good spot, you know, this isn't the only Prime Day ever. You know, you've got next year, you've got possibly fall Prime Day. You've got Black Friday and Christmas deals. You really have to be in a good spot to be very successful on Prime Day. Now, that being said, that's for, you know, a small majority or small minority of people that are maybe not in that best spot. But if you are in a good spot, if your inventory levels are great, you sent them in, you know, way back in June, your discounts have already been put in, you know, they were required a while ago as well, then you're ready for Prime Day, which is very exciting because, like you said, it's really where we see a lot of spike in traffic and sales. But more than that, it's where we see a lot of spike in keyword ranking. Exactly. So as you all know, if you're an Amazon seller, maybe you don't know, if you're just starting out, keyword ranking is very crucial to how you perform on Amazon. It really is. If you're not coming up organically, you're going to be spending a lot of money to start building your brands from the beginning, which no one can just get to, you know, the number one spot overnight. It's not feasible, but you really want to start working towards that as soon as you start selling. You know, you want to see, how can I make people find me on the first page in the top 30 spots, which is, if you don't know, Amazon only shows 30 organic listings on the first page. And I'm getting a little off topic, but the joke is that if you want to hide something from somebody, you put it on the second page of Amazon because no one's looking there. So you want to be on that first page.
So I love it.
Ranking is crucial.
So now we're talking about, you know, all the things that's around Prime Day, but let's be honest, as you mentioned, some people maybe didn't have enough time to send inventory in or put the promotions in. So some people might feel discouraged. Oh, I lose I lost the train, like I cannot do anything about this anymore. But let's be honest, you could still do some incremental things to your business with traditional, you know, vouchers or pricing mm-hmm. strategies and PPC. Like, tell us for the traditional seller that maybe, you know, a small one that didn't really took advantage of getting prepared for Prime Day, what are some of the actionable things they can start doing today to, you know, maybe take advantage of that spike in traffic they're going to encounter this coming week?
Yeah. Yeah. So today is July 1st, right? Prime Day is the 16th and the 17th. You could do coupons the week leading up to Prime Day. And then the week, like the couple days after, we do that a lot with our partners. It's a pretty good strategy on just capitalizing any potential sales opportunity that exists out there, not just on those 2 days. Yeah. And on those 2 days, you know, people are still kind of looking for discount. I know as an Amazon shopper myself, I'm always looking for
they have the mind. Oh, there's still yes. discounts out there, and you go and hunt for them. Exactly.
Definitely yeah. a benefit of this job is knowing the secrets to buying things cheaper than they should be on Amazon.
I have a huge list of things I'm going to buy in the coming 2 weeks.
Yep. I leave them right in my cart, and Amazon will actually tell me, hey, this item in your cart is on sale, which is also a good strategy. Shout out to John Durkitz. I learned this at ASGTG last year. He said that if you have an item, which is, again, probably not super common, but if someone leaves an item in their cart, and then you discount that price by whatever, how much, that Amazon will actually let them know. Exactly. So fun little hack for sellers out there. So maybe around this time, if someone's leaving it in their cart waiting for a discount, you know, you can discount your price by a penny or like 20 cents even maybe. Amazon will let them know. It's a fun new notification. But again, I'm very, you have to keep me in line here. I get very off topic. But discounts leading up to and following Prime Day is definitely a great way to go about this. And just really keep an eye on your inventory during these couple of days, because even if you're not on these Prime Day discounts, even if you don't have, you know, you're not on the exclusive Prime Day deals page, shoppers probably don't even know there is a Prime page half the time.
That's what I say.
They'll just be looking for items. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to be in stock for the most part. If you see your stock getting low, personally, I would say, okay, you know, start either increasing your price to slow it down a little bit, because you don't want to run out of stock.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you can get more in, or pull the coupons. Either way, you know, to do something to kind of slow down the advertising. You don't want to run out of stock. It's really one of the worst things that you can do as an Amazon seller.
It's actually better that you focus just on make less sales, but you don't go out of stock, that you maximize your profit, but then it's going to be more mm-hmm. expensive to get back into the same momentum, and all that profit you made now is going to go to waste anyway. So
yes, I want to shout out, I keep giving shout outs to people that I know. A lot of people have taught me things over the years. That's something I've learned, that I would never have gotten here by myself, and I really have relied on a lot of people to teach me a lot about Amazon and a lot about just in general the e-com space. But my old boss Colin at my last agency gave me the flywheel or the pinwheel example. Is that, you know, when you have a pinwheel, this is your Amazon store, it's really hard to get that pinwheel going, to get it spinning. But once it is spinning, it's a little easier to keep it going. You know, it's a little easier to maintain it and keep it going faster and faster. But if that pinwheel slows down, it's going to be hard to get it going again. So that's the analogy with, it's early on a Monday. It's 10 a.m.
It's a new term.
It's, you want to look at it as, you don't ever want to stop. So it's okay to slow down, but it's bad for you to stop. So you'd rather slow down a little bit and then get going again than just stop and have to redo all of the progress that you've made. So Prime Day is a great way to, you know, get a nice boost in sales, but it's also a dangerous situation where you might run out of stock and you might lose the speed that you had, the air in your pinwheel, so to speak.
Cool. And I think something that I love to do as well with Prime Day is that, as you say, if you miss the train on this year, you could still use this Prime Day to understand how the market behaves and how your actual mm-hmm. niche behaves today and prepare for next year. Like with brand analytics, you can even go back 1 year and see what happened last year with Prime Day. So you can start identifying those patterns. Yeah. So by next year, you're fully prepared. You have all your gear, you know, ready to go, and then you can have a much more successful selling as well, you know? So that's something I recommend as well.
There's a little hack out there that we're going to be using, and you'll have to have me back on after Prime Day, because I don't want to give it away just yet, because I don't know if it actually works. But we're doing a little secret technique here with similar to that. We're looking back at Prime Days, looking at some data that we can collect from last year, and also fall Prime Day a little bit too, and just see if we can implement some of that and does history actually repeat itself, as I will say, the little teaser for the hack. But I'll have to come back on to share some results.
I do that a lot. Like I try to every single Prime Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, special dates, I try to document every single thing I did. So I have a log history for next year. So I try to see if those changes actually brought an incremental in terms of the performance. And if it did, try to replicate it again. So
Crucial point in Prime Day next year success and really all your big holidays is, like Vincenzo said, write it down. What worked, what didn't work, what did you see that really, what one product that you maybe wasn't on your 80-20 list took off and did amazing because you put a big discount on it? Could you need to reconsider your price point for that product, maybe take a little hit on margin, but get an increased sales volume? There's a lot of things that can come out of this Prime Day. It's not just sales. It's really the information about your company, about your business. Is this, is your business profitable at this sales level? You know, if you sold this many products all year long, could you keep up with it at your factory, your inventory? Can you maintain this level of volume? You know, it gives you a lot of insight into, are you ready for that next step?
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, in terms of course, we're talking about Prime Day, but funny enough, there's also some kind of prime coming up of Walmart apparently as well. So tell us a little bit about that. Yeah.
Walmart, I am a Philadelphia 76ers basketball fan. And on our star on our team is Joel Embiid. He's a big troll. He's a very funny with like making fun of other teams and making fun of people. Walmart is Joel Embiid level of trolling, putting their Prime Day. Not only is it 3 days, it's I think July 8th, 10th, or no, I think it's the 9th, 10th, and the 11th.
Yeah, that's correct.
And it's the week before Amazon's Prime Day. That is hilarious. That is very, very, I will give it Walmart some props there. It's very smart because they're going to know people are going to maybe buy some products on there. And then not have a need to buy stuff on Amazon. And it's just funny that they put it the week before. I cannot get over that. As soon as I heard that news, I said, this is amazing. This is very, this is very funny.
I think they're taking advantage of the fact that Amazon has educated the market for being used to Prime Day. And now they're essentially just attaching themselves to Amazon's success. Yeah. You know?
Walmart said, they made, what was it last year? I think it was around 10 something billion. I want to say it was a lot of money Amazon made off of Prime, just Prime Day last year. Mm-hmm. So I think Walmart said, maybe we can do that too. And they're going to do it. I'm excited to see if it works, if it's really as successful as Amazon's. Yeah. I'm excited to see the numbers on that. But yes, Walmart, if you're an Amazon seller with a Walmart account, you should know about the story. I'm sure they sent you a million emails saying, hey, Walmart Prime Day is coming up. I don't know what they call it. I'm sure it's not Walmart Prime Day, but Walmart Plus Day. Can we get a fact check on that?
Most likely, most likely it's like summer sale or something like that last time I wrote it.
Something along those lines. But yeah, so it's something to consider, something to look out for. I think it could be good for dual sellers. Like I said, if you have a Walmart account and an Amazon account, this is probably going to be a great, great year for you. But at the same time, if you do have both, are you ready for both? The same thing we said earlier. Is your inventory ready? Do you have enough to sell a lot of products on both platforms? So we'll see. I'm excited to see how this plays out for everybody.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, just going a little bit back to Amazon, something I wanted to bring to the table is that, let's be honest, 2024 is becoming a little bit of a challenging year for a lot of sellers, you know, with everything in terms of the increase of fees, you know, PPC being more competitive than ever. So I would like to hear your take in terms of what are you seeing across also your brands? What is the main struggle and what are some of the action plans you're taking to mitigate that? Like, because at the end of the day, this is very important also for the ones watching and listening this episode. Like, I feel when other Amazon sellers can, you know, relate to the issues that, I'm actually not the only one having this issue. Other sellers are actually also having this issue. That's why I make you this question, because I'm sure you have identified certain partners in terms of what people are struggling with and what are some of the actions they're taking to address it.
Yeah, these new fees are felt by all and liked by none. I have no, except for maybe some of the Chinese importers. But there's been a lot of developments lately with the low inventory fee now, that if you don't have 28 days of storage, Amazon will actually charge you a fee. And also the inbound placement fee, where now if you don't send to a couple different fulfillment centers, they'll charge you for it. So there's, and there's some other things speculating around that they're maybe going to be doing. I hate to bash Amazon, but it seems like they're just doing these to maybe help Jeff keep his yachts afloat. I don't know if that's that. I use that joke sometimes with partners.
It's actually another conspiracy around, like this conspiracy that Amazon is just trying to get rid of the small fish and just keep the big brands and business or somewhere, you know. So yeah,
and I joke about it, but I don't mean to sound like an Amazon praiser, but they do a lot to help small businesses. It's not just this is really kind of, I think, a step backwards, but I will give them their props where props is due. They gave us a pretty big window to get used to these low inventory fees and inbound placement fees. Said you're not going to be charged until, I think it was May 14th is when they said, hey, you're not going to be charged until this point to, you know, get an idea of what you're going to be charged after this. But just to get an idea if this is something that you have to kind of restructure your business over, here's an idea of it. So I will give them some props. They did kind of ease us into it a little bit, but it's annoying where it feels like they want us to eat some of their shipping costs, where, you know, as before you would send into one fulfillment center or a couple if you had a big order, and then they would distribute it. But now they're saying, hey, if you distribute it, you won't be charged this fee. But if you do things like you were doing a month ago or a couple months ago, you're going to be charged for it. So
yeah, I feel what is happening as well with Amazon is that this they managed to eat all these costs for a very long time because they need to create the brand, the dependency, and the whole structure and interface. But now reaches a point that okay, we pretty much have created this amazing machine that is very efficient, and we already have shown you what we're capable to do for your business. Therefore, some of these costs we cannot sustain that anymore. It has to come on your side, right? And I feel even if people keep complaining, maybe you can put an emphasis on this. When you compare the fact of having some of these operations on your own, like your own 3PL, your warehouse and everything, sometimes Amazon, even if they're increasing some of these fees, Amazon stays still more competitive, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the catch. Like, even if we are complaining and the margins getting smaller, still for most sellers, it makes more sense to still stay on Amazon, you know?
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, you can jump ship, but there's no other ships to jump onto, you know? Exactly. Walmart, maybe. You know, Walmart could be good, but it's hard because you can't just open a Walmart account.
Exactly.
So it's like...
And the traffic is still getting there, so it's not...
Yeah, and it's still picking up. I know. I will say that I am happy that we are on the Walmart wave now. Before it really gets to be this huge, I mean, it's already a big. Obviously, Walmart's the biggest, you know, retailer in the country. But online, I'm excited that we're on this their e-com wave before it really gets to be huge. It's really hard for small businesses that were created on Amazon and have really flourished on Amazon. You know, I don't want to say that Amazon is killing small businesses when they have helped millions of them get established and become, you know, slightly profitable. This does feel a little bit like they're kind of saying, okay, like grow or get off. You know, we only want the people that are doing
either ride the wave or we cannot keep helping you, you know, kind of.
Or we can't keep dragging you along, kind of thing. So, and I'm all for that. I'm a capitalist. I believe in the strong businesses will survive and the weak won't, and they'll be replaced by strong ones.
It's
so
the nature of things.
Yeah, it's just how it is. Not everybody can win. And if everybody could win, then there'd be, you know, everyone would be rich. And that's just that's the situation of it.
And the economy wouldn't work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If everyone could understand Amazon and know the secrets and know how to grow your business from nothing to millions a year, we wouldn't work. It just wouldn't make any sense. And everyone would be Jeff Bezos. So
Now we also saw last week the news, and I'm keen to hear your take on this, about this new option that Amazon is going to give to consumers now to buy directly from China. I don't know if you saw that. Essentially, it's the way of competing with Temu directly. And it's actually something that for a lot of sellers is becoming a big concern, because especially sellers that sell kind of commodities now, it's like, why? I mean, now essentially Amazon has removed what has always been the issue with Temu, AliExpress, and all this platform, which is trust. Now, Amazon's giving you the trust that you're going to get the product, you have the whole experience of Prime, but the same in the sense of money back and all of that, because you still, it's not going to get fast delivery. But now you're going to have the Amazon experience with very cheap product with the Temu kind of quality. So it's like, it's giving you the best of both worlds, and some sellers are concerned now, you know? So.
I think it's a very split on the decision, because I hate Temu and I hate Shein and I hate these discount things that You know, I see people buying stuff from there to give as gifts, and then I know that a month later that product's broken or destroyed or something. There's a reason it's that cheap. Don't listen to those ads, kids, that you see on social media of, oh my God, you have this Temu product. You can get it for free. Just pay for shipping. Yeah. It's not worth it. I promise it's not worth it. Just buy it on Amazon. You'll have it for years longer, or a longer time at least than the stuff on Temu. But this discount section is interesting because I like that they're competing with these discount guys like Temu and Shein. But I don't like what they're doing to the under $20 product category on Amazon, which is, I would say, a large majority of the products on Amazon are probably under 20 or around there, that are sometimes even these products that you're buying on Amazon are made in China and manufactured, and maybe they're finished in the US. Maybe they're made in the US. Great. Buy US products. That's my one propaganda plug for the episode, is buy US products. It's hard because not everything is cheap. Like, you get it from China and not everything is made in the US, but at the same time, you know, I won't spew into my, we need to save our economy rant, but either way, Amazon does feel like they're doing a little bit of, like we mentioned last time, you know, get off the boat or keep rowing or get off the boat kind of thing, where they're saying, listen, we can't afford to have these products that are only making us, you know, like 15-20 cents on, you know, you're
taking all the warehousing system network.
And, and so they're saying, okay, well, what if we cut down on warehouse prices because we lose X amount of sellers because they can't afford to be on Amazon anymore because they had to lower their prices and their margins don't feed their family anymore. They had to find a different job or they had to start, you know, selling a different product. It's a little bit like, okay, you know, get out. I don't like that. I will say, again, I like the competition with Temu, but I don't like the killing the under $20 category.
And I think to some extent the concern that I'm hearing is that by doing that, Amazon to some extent, especially in the US market, you're giving a big chunk of the market that now it was feeding US companies to now Chinese companies. They're going to go China to the US, and now all these companies that were actually having a healthy kind of business, they're going to struggle because now why would they buy from me if I do all the effort of importing it from China and giving them the prime experience and everything? If you just wait an extra week, you pay half the price, and you have still the Amazon safety that I was trying to give you as a brand in the US. Yeah. So it's going to be
a feature. I will say that. Yeah. I don't know about UK shoppers, but I know that American shoppers are very impatient. And so if they see that, okay, it comes in 9 to 11 days, which is what Amazon is saying, that's their window. Maybe they say, okay, well, I'll pay the extra however much to
get it tomorrow.
Get it tomorrow or in 2 days. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I'm also curious to see about, because I know there's a big problem with shipping containers over in China right now, that they're either running out or they just become so expensive. So I'm curious to see if that 9 to 11 days gets affected by that in any way, or if some of these, I'm sure a lot of these Chinese manufacturers that are over there are very excited about this. They get to open up their own account. They get to skip the middleman of, you know, selling to US buyers who then resell on Amazon. They get to just go right to selling it on Amazon. I'm curious to see if that affects their decision in any way. If they say, okay, well, you know, I get to sell right to the US shoppers with my product, but I have to pay for the shipping container now. And I have to send it over there. And, you know, are these costs going to be worth it for me? I'm sure for a lot of the big ones, the big manufacturers over there, big companies, that this will be worth it. You know, they can afford to kind of only make X amount of margin on their products, whereas now they're only making, you know, not as much. But it'd just be interesting to see how this plays out for everybody involved, to see how many accounts leave Amazon. I know they won't report on that, so I'll never know for sure. Amazon will tell me that. But it'll be interesting to see how many seller accounts potentially get shut down over this. And just to kind of see, okay, well, shoot, Amazon, was this really the right play? I don't know. We'll have to wait, you know, a couple months or a couple, maybe a year or so to really see after it launches to see if this makes sense and if this is good or not. So,
yeah. Awesome. Now, to conclude, Peter, you know, as we said, this year is going to be an interesting one. And I feel at the same time, this is the year that whoever managed to ride this year is going to have such a successful journey, because at the same time, it's going to wipe so much competition, but the ones that stay are going to basically take advantage of the void that some of those removal of sellers are going to create. So any advice that you want to give, or maybe strategy or hidden nuggets you want to share with the audience before we conclude? Yeah.
So this is a pretty common nugget, but it's one that I cannot stress enough because I still see either, you know, people with a million products or even people with five or six products sometimes lacking when they come in to get like an audit from us. You need to fill out all of the content points on your Amazon listing. I don't know how you have gone this far without putting six images in a video, without using most of your bullet points, usually five or six, with all of the character limits on there. A-plus content, brand story. If you own the product, get brand registered. I really am appalled still by how many people out there aren't doing this.
It's crazy enough.
It's crazy. Amazon themselves say you can see like a 20% increase with A-plus content on your listing. They say you can see I think it's 9.7% increase with a video in conversion rate. People, get your iPhone, get your any phone and film a video with you using your products. Maybe get an actual camera. I don't know if you have an Android, but no offense to Android users. Get a good camera. Maybe borrow your friend's iPhone. This is a shout out to Apple. borrow your friend's iPhone. Use their camera. Film a nice video of you using the product, whatever it is. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, someone's going to use it somehow and say, hey, guys, this is how you use the product. Get six images of you taking pictures of take pictures of you using the product. It blows my mind that people don't have their content filled out.
I know.
And the reason I bring this up
is crazy because just to actually validate your point, last year week I was auditing an eight-figure business and they haven't done A-plus on their list.
It's crazy. Get brand registered. You own the product.
Imagine having a 2% increase, only 2%, right? 2% increase of revenue on an eight-figure. That's
crazy. And the reason I bring this up, I will say, I will end on this because I'm super excited to see how Rufus also plays out. And a big thing with Rufus is, if you don't know, Rufus is the new Amazon AI that you're going to be able to type in things like, which umbrella protects me best when I'm on the golf course? And you're going to get golf umbrellas. And which portable charger protects me or charges my phone the fastest? I just said, I just bought a portable charger on a discount the other day. I'm already seeing a little bit of Prime discount. You're going to want to make sure all of your information is on there, because if not, Rufus isn't going to pick you up. Rufus is not going to say, oh, this, if you're selling golf umbrellas, this golf umbrella is great because it has X, Y, and Z. You got to put all that information in there, all in your bullet points, all in your A+. It's going to scrape your images. So you really want to make sure your information is filled out to the nines, completely and utterly. You give it as much information, not only to the customer, but now again, also to this AI, so it can bring you to the customer easier when someone types in, again, any inquiry about your product. Information is key. It always has been. And it really is just a really important key this year on Amazon.
Yeah. So, Peter, pleasure. Mm-hmm. In case people want to reach out to you, of course, the Agent Celebrity, how people can, you know, explore how you guys can bring value to their business. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have perhaps our website link and my LinkedIn link in the video's description. And you guys can reach out and we can talk about the Phillies or, more importantly, Amazon, probably. I don't know that anyone would reach out to talk about baseball, but I love baseball. Go England in the Euros this year. I will shout out the
because Italy's out, unfortunately, guys, so I need to go for England.
Go England. When I was over there, I spoke with a lot of people and they said the same thing. They said, listen, England's the hot team this year, but don't bet on them to win. That's what people in England were telling me. But I disagree. I think they can win, mostly because I don't really know soccer at all. I know Messi is the GOAT. And that's all I got for you. Sorry. On football.
Yeah, of course. That's it. So, Peter, pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Vincenzo. I appreciate you.
Let's keep in touch. Have a nice
day. Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by EcomC. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomc.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomc.